Good afternoon, guys. It's been a while. And I'm just trying to, I guess, figure myself out. And trying to understand things. It seems so hard to understand things. It shouldn't be as hard as what I feel like I'm going through. And because who I am as a person, I feel like I can't change who I am. I'm loving, I'm caring, I'm sympathetic, I'm remorseful, I'm genuine. I'm just another woman out here trying to love, right? And be loved, right? And just being bad lucky for so long. There have been situations where I've dealt with or gotten over things. Or not give two shit about things. But I know that this is harder because I loved harder, which is what I do and always done when something was real. Well, real to me, I presume that it was. It's just, why do we do this to each other as human beings, you know? I've played my cards and played by the rules. I've been nice. I've been caring. I've been that person. Always. But eventually, it's the one closest to you that would hurt you the most. How do you come back from that? How do you move on? Can you move on? Can you move on with that person? It's just the hurt and the continuous lies. If humans could just be real, be themselves, if you're comfortable being who you are, if you're with someone, good or bad, the situation should always be dealt with and can always be dealt with. But when you're not yourself and you're not real, then someone's bound to get hurt, right? If I had known, that's where I stand. If you know, my generation, someone taught me or told me that as a woman, you know, you're going to go through these things. You're going to meet these people. They're going to say this, and this is going to happen. Yes, we can't fully stop certain things, but we can't be prepared and aware of them. Even though we're going to make our own decisions at the end of the day, and yeah, we're going to have to go through it ourselves. But oppression of oneself, that's what that feels like. We put ourselves in a situation where we are caged to our emotions and our feelings. Because we believe that our heart speaks better than our mind, when our mind is telling us and showing us things through our eyes constantly. That, look, do you not see this? Look, do you not understand this? Listen, do you not hear what's being said? It's smell? Do you not smell the shit that's going on? Talk, speak the bullshit that goes through that person to you. Do you not hear it? You know, our mind tries to teach us, but our heart always overpowers things because we want to feel. And that feeling, I believe that feeling is the worst feeling you can ever get. Love is the worst feeling that you can ever have. It's setting yourself up. Like, who the fuck came up with that love shit? I'm thinking about it. If we were just humans that just walked across the earth and just mingled with each other and kept it moving. Yeah, we were all a community, you know. There was no feelings. Your heart wasn't involved. It's always about survival. That's all it was, survival. And bringing in, you know, kids into the family, making the community bigger. That's what it was. We lived in what? Woods, forests, lands, and countries. And we all were a community. And someone created this thing called freaking love and so-called relationship, separating what we are generally supposed to do as humans. That's what it seemed like. Someone generally just created this shit to make sure we are fucked up and perceive this to us in everything, movies, music, books, theories, stories. Put us in all this shit to say, oh yeah, you're a woman, you're a woman, you're supposed to feel, you're supposed to get hurt, you're supposed to be with this person, but you're not supposed to be with this person, you're supposed to move on from this, you're supposed to do this. What if we didn't have feelings then when we were created? And having feelings just kind of just fucked up the process of what it was that we were created to do. I mean, my mind is going places. But generally, think about it. We were created in an organized sense. You were created to be a woman. You were created to be a man. You're supposed to bear children and build that family and teach that child to do the same. Grow up and build and create a family. Feelings, no. It was an order in which that we function. That's what I think. But of course, this is me acting on my emotions right now. See, feelings of what I don't want to do, but it is what I'm doing. So yeah, that's me for today. But did we really come here to feel feelings and be hurt on purpose? And supposedly we're supposed to get over it as women. Yeah. But when that woman takes that toll and she's just like, yeah, fuck you. Forget you. I'm gonna be this person. And not care about them. Then, you know, everybody else want to catch feelings and say, oh, you're mean, or you're evil, or you have no remorse, you have no feelings. Yes, because no feelings protect you from things. But that's it for me today, guys.